מתוך איגרת עין ח' של רבש. והנה בדור זה שחוכמת
הנסים In this generation, that the city of God is lowered to the lowest point, this is the time of the Messiah, as you know. Therefore, I have now replied to the request of those who want to build a temple for the Torah and for prayer. A place that from there its streams will delve out and the wisdom will spread. And each who wants to reach the Creator will in the correct preparation. And I turn here to all of our brothers of Bet Israel that the spirit of godliness is within them to engage in this great thing. And by that we'll be rewarded with complete redemption. We've never spoken about the time that Rabash had little students, maybe. They were all very lived in restriction, and there wasn't even a place to study, a place to construct ourselves, and we know how difficult it was to find a place that you won't be disturbed, because
זה סדר אחר לגמרי מכל מיני מקומות ציבוריים אחרים.
The Kabbalists live differently, you know, in public places. We know how difficult it is for us to be in public places. We have to be in contact or in neighboring with different organizations. And we can't be together with them because the spirit is different, the spirit is opposite, and therefore they had a great big problem to build their place of study where I learned. It took a lot of time. Although they themselves built it and organized it, still it took a lot of time. And then Rabash sent this letter to many people. He wrote it, and his students distributed it in all places. And they actually did receive help. There were a lot of people that replied. The thing is not only corporeal, it's also spiritual. Because by doing this together and by collecting and each one contributing as much as he can, this already brings participation of this one kli. There is a reason why he calls it the temple, the place of sanctity, because everyone's influence, everyone's participation is what makes it sacred. Therefore,
I would have liked to say, well, we have to be happy that we have such a difficulty, that we have a problem, that we have an opportunity, also through corporal actions, to find a way to connect between us and to aim ourselves to build the place from where the wisdom of Kabbalah expands to the whole world. And therefore, now we're going to talk about it, we're going to discuss it. We also have to act it, meaning the new place, what is it, what is its essence, what is this inner place that the external place has to express to a certain degree, which atmosphere we should have in this mutual place from where the light will come out to the world and will wash the whole world and clean it like after the flood, and that we're going to have a new, clean world. So, of course, there's a lot of spiritual work here for all of us, and it's not that here we're just talking about the participation of everyone, that everyone will just send a certain amount of money to a certain bank account. Rather, it means that I want to connect to everyone else, to that root from where we address above and draw the lights and process the light in such a way that everyone will be able to understand it. We close it into words, clips, different media means, and from there it will spread to the whole world. And this way the means will bring the world to correction. Therefore, we have to make sure that everyone will participate in it spiritually to start with, and then the corporal realization, and one cannot exist without the other. So let's get to the scrutiny. Okay, hello everyone, good morning, the whole workly. To those of you who didn't understand yet, we're in a special workshop towards a very special event that will take place starting this weekend, Saturday night and Sunday, around the clock, the Uniton, which will unite all of us. And we want to prepare ourselves to that event so that it won't be an external event, rather that it will be an internal event. And we will do it through the acting workshop. So, Eagle, let's start warming up the atmosphere a little bit. Yes, it's important that in the exercise that seem to us unrelated in their content, still we have to maintain this inner intention and everything Rav just spoke of, because by holding on to these two things together, there's a special effort here. It's also an effort of us as actors and here in the group, so we have to practice it a little bit. So let's be flexible. Let's stretch ourselves up and let's have an exercise where we come closer to each other. So this is how it goes. One person leads the circle. Let's start with someone. Just choose someone, doesn't matter whom. He starts leading the circle. And try to have groups of 8 people in a circle. 8 chairs in a circle, not 10, because it's more convenient this way. So, just choose someone, and he starts doing something with his body, hands, legs. He can stay seated, and everyone imitates him. They become his mirror. The more qualitative mirror is the one responding immediately. If there isn't immediate response, then something is wrong here. So try to be a good mirror. You need an example, or is it clear? Clear. Okay, so do it quickly. Okay, let's get started. Okay, switch leaders whenever you feel like it. Everyone who leads the circle gets 30 seconds, no more. You can make sounds, hands, gestures. You can make expressions with your face. There are 2 goals: to awaken the friends and to cleave on to each other like one body. Okay, friends, thank you very much. Now we woke up, so let's do an exercise we all know. Let's divide into numbers 1 and 2 inside a circle. We still recommend to the world Kli, be in circles of 8 people. It will give you more time to express yourself. Number 1, raise your hands. Okay, number 2, raise your hands. Excellent. Pay attention. I want to tell you about a very great friend that we have. There is this friend in the world, Kli, who is someone we all admire. He is a legendary friend. He's the greatest of the friends, really. He is always in the lessons. He invents over 200%, always. Once in a Mil Rav, couldn't stop himself, and he mentioned him as a great friend and modesty, and he said that one day we will reveal the special degree of that great friend. Everyone who met him everywhere in the world only tells great stories about him with admiration, and everyone who didn't meet him yet, they really, really want to meet him. They dream about it, okay? Number one, you are this legendary friend, okay? Everyone, also number two, get into this feeling of this legendary friend. Think about him, that great, huge friend. What does he think? What does he feel about the friends and the path, the group? And now we want to start the exercise. Number one, please stand up. Switch places. Switch circles. Every number one sits in a different circle than the circle he was in before. Let's get going. Switch places. Switch circles. Okay, after we sit down, do it quickly, find your seat. Why do we still have legendary friends standing? Okay, number one, you are this legendary friend. Number two, look to your right. You can't believe it, but next to you, this legendary friend he's sitting right next to you. This friend, you always thought about him, whom you know, you saw him on TV, in the lessons. This friend you're dying to meet, he just sat next to you. Have a conversation with him. Number one, see how it feels to you that number two are asking to you this way, they are asking you questions. You are the greatest person in his life, so... Number one, it starts from the first second of the meeting between you. I can't believe you're sitting next to me. I remember what Rav said about you once, that you are an example for a complete devotion. Everyone is so jealous of you. Everyone wants to be like you. You are such a great friend. I hope I could see all the friends as great as you. This is the only thing I constantly think of. I wish I could treat the rest of the friends as I treat you. Tell me something. How do you do that? How do you prepare yourself for the morning lesson? How do you prepare yourself? How do you do all those projects in dissemination with such modesty and such greatness? Rav, he likes you so much. Tell us something. We want to learn from you. Well, what can I tell you? It's just the power of the group. There's nothing about me, for sure, or in either one of us, except for our unity and the Creator, which is revealed through us. And we came here for a purpose. And there's nothing else but that. The rest is just externality. Tomorrow you can see things differently. I can see things differently. It's all nonsense. What are we? We're nobodies. We are that small. Next to this great society and all the friends, the fact that you're looking at me as great one, that makes you great in my eyes, because you see the greatness of the goal. You don't see me. Your attitude, this is the good, amazing things here. So it's simply a pleasure to know you. I didn't get to know you till now. And I admire the ability that you have to see the friends as great. We must never forget that everything is, this whole world is an illusion. It's a world of externality, and we're here for one thing only, to bring contentment to the Creator. Today we spoke about it during the lesson, and the moment we will all do it together, then we had succeeded in life. Okay, friends, okay, great, excellent, thank you so much. Hold on a minute. Now we want to be precise and then switch. One thing, it's a conversation between friends. This legendary friend, he can also speak. He doesn't have to sit down and observe everything. It is important that there's going to be interaction between you so that you will feel how it is to increase the importance of a friend and how it feels like to be great in someone else's eyes. Now, this legendary friend, he's not a clown. This friend sitting next to me, he personally, he is the legendary friend. Eagle is sitting next to me, so he is this legendary friend, and I relate to Eagle, truly Eagle. I'm talking to him. I call him his name. Chup. Chup is the legendary friend. Chup is the legendary friend. I think that says it all. Number two, stand up. Do you need an example? No. Number two, stand up and find a different place in the circle. Number one, the moment this legendary friend is sitting next to you in a different circle. Number two, the moment the legendary friend is sitting next to you, let's get going. Okay, so start from this unexpected meeting, the first moment of it. How unexpected it is. It happens now by accident. You didn't expect to meet him, and then you actually meet him. Wow, I can't believe it. Vava, is it you? Switch places. Perhaps I can observe something from you. I've been hearing about you for years. Number two are the legendary friend. Vova, you don't know how much I've been waiting for that moment to actually meet you. You don't know what it means, what you're doing in dissemination and in the way you treat everyone and everything. Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I will tell everyone in the group when I come back who I was sitting with. I can't believe it. Let's take a photo together, okay? I want everyone to sit, but only you and me. I want it to be just you and me. Don't want anyone else in that picture. The group is so strong, so powerful in our group. Everyone are like that. And I'm the smallest, you know? I always take an example. We're looking at you, at the great ones, and this is our fuel. So perhaps you exaggerate about this whole greatness, but continue. You know, in the kibbutz, they used to say that there are people who are equal, but some are equal more. And I look around me, everyone say, well, look at Vova, how he's sitting in the lesson and he's so awake when he plays. Wow, you know, that name, Fagot, it feels like the Creator is clothing the melody and the clips that you make. Since 2000, I think when you heard the melodies of Bala Sulam, I always hear it when I'm driving, no matter where. Sometimes I think if I should listen to the last lesson or your melodies, definitely your melodies, because you have such a talent where you can put the creator and the group through your music. It really moves me. You know, after 25 years in the showbiz, I got emptied from my love to music. And what gives me life when I'm playing is when I feel the eyes of the friends, and that desire is the only thing that make me play, you know? Okay, well done, friends. Well done to all the friends all over the world. Now let's move on to the next exercise. So get closer in your circles. You don't have to switch circles. So we're talking about our home. To continue what Rav said, so the first question is a question for discussion inside the circle. You can write it down. It comprises from several questions. Do it, make it short, okay? What is this home for us? What does it mean? Who are the landlords of this house and who are the guests in it? And take into consideration what Rav already said in his introduction. He said that it has to stem from this inner place and to think about the atmosphere of this house. So again, the questions: what is this house for us? What does it mean for us? Who is the land? Who are the landlords? And who are the guests in it? Go ahead. This home for us is a new inner place, a new degree, which is all unity and not anything else. It's a place of warmth. It's so open, so frank, so revealed. And there's this tension of love there. Everyone who gets in there, he simply feels how much this field is doing amazing things to him. It forces him to open up his heart and start loving from his internality. This home is our womb. This is the fertile land where we have to be seated and flourish from. This is our temple. This is a place we can always come back to and always get the greatness and the importance of the goal, and nothing can undermine it. Why? Because his landlord, it's not us, it's the Creator. And we have to host all of humanity in it. This is the womb, this is the Noel's Ark, where we have to get all of humanity into. We are the hosts in this home of the Creator, and we host all of humanity, everyone who wants to get in there. And this home is something which is more of a spirit. This is this inner attitude where the goal is the only thing we have in life. This is the only thing that makes us operate. The landlords of this house are those with a deficiency, a desire, which allow us to be there. And we're there to serve them. This is our role. And this home is a place of light which disseminates the unity between us. And that's it. The new home is a new opportunity for us. It's our new degree as a group, as a world group, a group whose goal is not for itself, rather to bring everything outside. This is going to be a center of dissemination going out, uniting in order to disseminate. And I agree with Gilad that the landlord of this house is the Creator, and we are the guests there. And when we can justify us being there, then we will be the guest there. This house is a result of this inner stew that has been cooking in the world clear for a long time, a lot of passion, a strong desire to reach that result, where in this result we're already, it will come to be physically after many inner preparations. And this will be an example to how we should really live in every home all around the world, in Israel. What is this correct life form of a group of people? This is, it's going to be an example of what it truly means to live together in the most accurate way, in compatibility to the purpose of creation. Our new home is actually the kli, which we are about to build. Its bricks are our yearnings, and the cement that connects those bricks is the force of unity that is supposed to connect those bricks. And everyone who wants to, everyone with a desire and who put in his own brick, he is a part of this home, in this general collective desire. And the guest is the creator. He is also the landlord and the guest. And from this house, the light will spread to the whole world. It's a home that what connects it, it's not the cement, rather it is the quality of bestowal that connects everything together. It connects people together, the bricks, everything, including everything. We simply feel that everything is connected by the quality of bestowal, and we are there to serve. There's a landlord, there's a guest there, and we serve this home and the guests and the host, the landlord, and that's it. This is the place we go to, and we always feel that house. We always live in it. Okay, let's move on to the next question. Make it a short discussion, half a minute for a friend. Now, next question. How do I intend to participate in the building of this home so that everything we spoke of will be realized? How do I intend to participate in the building of this home that everything we spoke of will come to be? There are two layers here, but we're starting from this inner place, as Rav directed us in his introduction. How do I intend to participate in the building of this home so that everything that we just spoke of will happen, will take place? I simply want to always to make an effort not to see in our going to a new building, doesn't matter where, rather we have to look at it as an opportunity for this force that is pulling us to this inner connection between us. It simply is forcing us to do that. I want it to be the most inner place of all the friends who work for the sake of this unity, so that it will be so deep in our consciousness, and to keep adding to the understanding and to this feeling of unity, and to spread it to the outside. And we should always have this inner tension of love inside, that most inner place of our unity, which is called home. I want to feel that this home already exists, and we're coming back home. We're not building a new home. We're coming back home to the place where we simply clean the dust so that house will come out from its hiding, where it's been hiding for 2,000 years. And it can happen only if everyone will give his whole soul in order to build this home with the knowledge that the result won't be his, rather the result will be a house for all of us. It won't be my house, it will be the house of everyone, so that we'll be a nation of priests inside this house. This home is something, well, if you think about it for a moment, then this is something tremendous, something that never happened before. It's the very practical realization. There's nothing greater or more important than this. And I think that what I mean to add to this home is this necessity, this importance of this whole process we're now going through. I think the addition should be the sharpness of the scrutiny of why are we doing it for and why now? Why does it happen now? Why is it revealed now? I think that what I have to contribute is to try and keep scrutinizing, holding on to this point in front of my eyes of what this house means to me, so that every time, and you, I should remember of this scrutiny and not enter this feeling of, okay, we have this home and that's it. Rather to constantly anew every moment, anew every day, anew to renew this scrutiny, and then we'll have more accurate discernments. To add the concern to feel all the people who engage in it, this deadline, this limited time that we have. And this is something that has to happen, and everyone should be occupied with it, how we should really make it happen, and to keep on adding this memory, recollection that the result is going to be a degree of a greater connection between us. It has to be revealed to us. And the more we add, the more we aim our concern for it, then this degree will be revealed faster. We should feel that Rav appointed the responsibility up to me, that by the end of the year, we have to have this new home, otherwise we will be left without lessons, we'll be left on the street. I want to take part in the building of this house, not to wait that it will just come to me from above or simply appear, rather to really take part in it, to take bricks, to take cement, in a tangible way and also allegorically. And what does it mean? It means that, first of all, it's a constant concern, and to also enrich the friends with the same concern, to be inspired from the friends, meaning to connect all our desires. In every home that we know from life, there are precious objects, if it's a home, big family, so it has some expensive objects in it, and there are different means that we try to guard this house. It can be alarm good luck. And the question is, what is the most precious, expensive thing in this house of ours? And how are we going to protect it? What is the most precious things in our house? And how do we mean to protect it? Or what's going to protect it? The most precious thing in this house is the force that dwells in that house. This is the most precious thing. In order to guard it, protect it, an effort is required from us to hold on to the importance of this force. Without it, this house will simply fall apart. The most important thing about this house is happiness. that gives a livelihood, a lot of hope. Like we have to grow in fun, then we build in fun. So that happiness should dwell inside that house. It should fill up everyone. It should be a holiday, a festival of light and love. The most precious thing about this house is the attitude that everyone entering it will create. It's not going to be a house that will be and then everyone will go there. This is a house that will constantly be rebuilt, that everyone who gets in there won't be able to remain indifferent to this force that everyone spoke of. Everyone will have to contribute to it to nullify itself before the greatness that will be revealed inside this house. And this is why we constantly have to be alert and willing to renew, to change. And the greatest enemy is the routine and to take things for obvious that this house is standing still. Every day, every second, this house is standing still. It's a miracle from above. The most precious thing about this house is the greatness of the goal. And we guard it by constantly setting a personal example for our readiness, willingness to do everything that is required. The most precious thing about this house is the love of friends that will dwell inside this house. Out of this love and unity, we will be able to do everything. And we should constantly guard it by making it happen constantly, to constantly guard that point, that out of the love of friends and the unity between us, this is what makes this place exist. It's like fire that we have to keep feeding. Yeah, the most precious thing is the addition of our efforts to unite. We don't stand still. Rather, every moment we do not add and strengthen, tighten the relationship between us inside that place, then this is a moment that does not exist. Only the additions constantly in it and how to make it happen. It's to constantly renew things, not take anything as obvious. This is a living organism. This is something that constantly needs to be nourished like a baby. We should take care of it with wisdom and sensitivity. The most important thing about this house of us is this inner flame of the love of friends. Okay, friends, let's move on to the next exercise. It's more of a game, and we would like to remind you something important. In order to enter an image and a situation, first rule, there is no criticism, not on the image and not on the situation. No exercise can succeed if I criticize the image that we play or the situation. I do not judge this character. I justify it 100%, even if it's the cruelest person in the world, doesn't matter. I'm inside this game. I allow myself, because this is a game, to go with it all the way through, to be like it, to think about it, to want whatever it wants. Otherwise, it's not an exercise. So we want to put you into the next situation. In order to build this new home, personally, everyone personally donated hundreds of thousands of dollars, all my savings, every money that I had and could give. I decided that it is important enough, and I will give it. I invested plenty of hours, many efforts, telephones, organization. I spoke to people. I gave myself to the maximum, even beyond of what I thought and planned. Saw how great and important it is, and it only made me give more and more for that event. Now the day came to open up this new home. We had a great meal. Rav was there, and I was also invited. Doesn't matter where I am in in the world, I was invited for that meal, and I did many. I put many efforts in order to come to the meal. Now I'm in this meal, and then Marek, who is in charge on Petah Tikva's behalf for all the people who worked, and he has such a list of the people, the most who did an extra effort for this building, and he's reading the list, and I see that I'm not on that list, and I don't understand what's going on. I think to myself, there's a mistake here. I invested so much. I was in touch with Marek for so much. How can he not remember that? And then he goes on to the list of people who donated less, and I'm also not on that list. So I think to myself, there's probably a mistake here. And then he says, okay, we also want to mention people who made a modest donation. And he reads a list of 400-500 people, and I'm one of them. I'm furious. I don't know what to bury myself after I've invested so much talking to Mark, after I had prepared myself and been thinking what I'm going to say to the friends with my L'chaim. I would have walked away from the meal, but it is so crowded. There are so many cars. So I decide to stay seated, and then I hear Rav, and he says that we have to start everything in gratitude to the Creator, and we want every one of you in this situation to start with gratitude to the Creator, speak about his condition, how he's working with this new condition situation that was revealed to him. Do it in a circle. Go ahead. I invested so much in that building. There wasn't anything I didn't give for it. Time, money, I gave it all. I gave everything, including everything. I came with the intention to participate with everyone else. And I expected that for all the people who made an exceptional donation, that I will be also mentioned. I've made great efforts. And I simply can't believe it. I was thrown to the dogs, to a list of ushers, I don't know. I'm very upset. But the Creator, he organized all that for me. Of course, I didn't think about it before. But he arranged this situation for me. So probably I need this correction. Probably in order to come closer to him. I thought that by working about this new building and donating so much, I will come closer to him. But it's probably not it. It's probably by justifying him for that humiliation I received. But if he did it for me, and I'm still here in the society, and okay, a small comment. Perhaps it wasn't clear enough. First of all, everything we described already happened. You don't have to describe it again. We felt it. Don't waste time describing it and go back to it. It already happened. I'm a person sitting in a meal. It already happened. I realize that I'm on that list of people who didn't donate much, contributed much, and I'm talking from that person, from that second, it already happened. What are his thoughts? Okay? That's a tip and an advice. Yeah, I was in such great tension, pain, anger, and all of a sudden, Rav said that we have to be grateful to the Creator. So I realized that again, I fell into this trap of my ego, that again, I want to pull the entire attention to myself. What for? All of a sudden, I'm free of that. I feel this warmth of love from everyone of the society. This everything that happened till now was done by the Creator. All of a sudden, I felt myself in this channel, in this whole mechanism. Well, the Creator did the work through me. And now I'm free. I'm free of this whole feeling of tension and self-dignity. All of a sudden, I feel this field of love. It's great. I think that only in such an atmosphere can we come to this home. It's an amazing moment, really. This is a real home. This is exactly it. This is exactly it. Again, I wanted to be appreciated so that what they will mention my name. I was just thinking about my honor, and the Creator manipulated everything that I will have to come to gratitude. And I'm sure that there are many friends going through the same thing just like me. The unity is above everything else. Gratitude for not being different from anyone else. What a special moment, what a special occasion, how the Creator manipulates everything. I'm lucky to take this acting course, and the friends who told me and remembered me that the greatest reward are situations like this. After all the investment, this is something that shows me exactly the opposite picture. So now I know how to relate to it correctly, thanks to the friends and their support. They had inserted such a thought into me, such an attitude. Now I'm grateful to them and the Creator for having such an opportunity, even now, on top of this situation, to justify Him. But perhaps I will go to Mark nonetheless and tell him something. No. Again, I'm falling back to this trap. No. I want to be grateful that you showed me that I did it for myself. And this is my true advancement, that I can now see that I did it for myself. But how can I be grateful for you? You did it to me. You humiliate me in such way, and I feel like exploding. But for that, I have the friends. Yeah, it's true. You have arranged this whole situation for me so that I will be able to look at them and be inspired from them. Ah, Marek, so you did it to me in order to confuse me. It's excellent what you're doing. Now I feel that you treat me personally. Thank you so much to all the friends that we can go through that. I really am so grateful to the Creator. I'm so lucky, double lucky. On the one hand, I have an opportunity to be a part of this amazing thing that is taking place here. And an even greater luck, all of a sudden it hit me. A second ago, I wanted to kill Marek and Gilad Shadmon next to him. And I'm so lucky, I'm so fortunate that Rav said what he said, which turned me upside down. What a great profit it is to understand that everything I wanted, this whole anger that I've been through, now I understand where it's coming from. So it's a natural thing. And we're lucky to have such a great teacher who shines our way. And thank you so much for this luck that we have. We are so fortunate. Oh, they got it all wrong. Where did it come from? What? It's a mistake. He's kidding me? And now we have to be grateful. Yeah. You have to exert yourself so much, and then they throw rotten tomato on your face, and you have to be grateful for that. This is insane. It is so twisted, so distorted. But really, I should be grateful for my pitiful mind thinking differently. But this is spirituality. We should only accept this pattern. And to really be grateful, doesn't matter that I really don't feel as grateful now, but this is how I should feel like. Well, blind people can see. And you should do what the Kabbalist is telling you. Listen to him. Spirituality is not what I'm thinking. I have to be there. Obviously, that's the truth, which is opposite from my pitiful mind. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, it should move on to my feeling as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you. He also said that we have to be grateful. I can't believe it. Grateful for what? That they spit on your face after all that I've done, after all my efforts, and they don't. Okay, there's a. Although we had collected money and everything is fine, but unfortunately, a great sum is still missing. Everyone made a great effort from the whole world. We did everything we could. We have collected all the money, but still hundreds of thousands of dollars are missing. These are the prices in Petah Tikva. What can we do? So what's happening is that now the fire department in Jabotinsky are banging on the door, and we are about to be expelled from here. We only have 5 minutes. There is no magical solution, but perhaps there is. We have an emergency state for 5 minutes according to the tornado formation. Everyone says what he wants, what he's asking for the most, and we have only one, this one crazy feeling that we can change the face of reality. Although it doesn't make sense, it doesn't fit in figures, but it has to happen. Nobody keeps silence for a moment. The speaking object goes around without stopping. Generate this spirit that will bring about the change, and we're going to change the face of reality. Guys, this is an opportunity, a true opportunity, to come up with a true prayer, to really ask for and connect and to embrace each other and to cleave on to each other with their request, because this is for our necessity, for our existence. Let's do it together, guys. We can't do without our new home, without being connected. It should help us unite, not anything else. We have to demand, and it is justified that we will demand, because it's going to serve the whole world, not just us. Guys, we have time to get rid of all our individual selfish thoughts, drop them, and perhaps you will sell a room to the fire department. It's always like this. Before a convention or an event, there's a crisis of the last moment, and we always overcome it, and we're going to do it this time again. And the only way for us to do it is to unite through our mutual efforts. Friends, I'm so grateful. You are so great. You fill up this whole society, the whole world, with the light, the spirit of the Creator. And thanks to that, let us be grateful for this opportunity, for this privilege that we have to do it. And then everything will be resolved peacefully. So now we have an opportunity to hasten this whole process, to put a pedal on the metal. This is an opportunity for us by generating this unity between us. Let us add this moment into the unity, everything we can in our thought and synchronization. And surely, in a very short amount of time, we will be in a totally different reality. In a few minutes from now, we are coming back to our new home, and again we have such obstacles. As the friend said, this is the time for us to unite, and definitely it will be resolved. There is no other way. We have to unite strongly, to think about all the friends from the whole world, and it will just pass away. Okay, it's either we unite, either we die. It's like in birth. You can't stay in the womb forever. We have to come out, and if not now, then we will be pushed somewhere else. The reality of the world, the nature, the Creator is pushing us. We have to make a greater effort in our unity. It's not money, dollars. The waters drop. We have to burst into the new degree to give all our efforts. We do it with love, with happy, with inner effort, and we're there. So we have to push ourselves out there. Guys, now we are making a world declaration, the whole world clear. Everyone are gathering, everyone, including everyone, and we're having an Azor emergency lesson, and there we will unite our desires. And that point as the eye of the needle. We focus everything on there's none else besides him. Everything, he manipulates everything. Our only goal is to cleave onto him and nothing else. Guys, inner attack, no time. Here it goes. Probably, even though I thought I gave it all, the landlord of the new house has gone crazy and he dropped the price for half. L'chaim in half. L'chaim nebaruch. Okay, friends, thank you so much. So take this feeling with us throughout the day and prepare for this very special weekend that we're going to have. And now we'll read a few announcements and sing a song. So, today, Tuesday, November 13th, 7 p.m., the weekly meeting with Rav Lightman, Kabbalah Experience, will be in Chulon, admission at 3, Kabbalah, Laam Academy, a free introduction lesson in the basics course of the Wisdom of Kabbalah, tomorrow, Wednesday, November 14th, 6:13 in Carmiel, admission is free. And Uniton, a marathon of unity for building our new homes. Groups, dear viewers, join us to a unity marathon around the world that will determine the future of our new home. Let us create a good future to all of us. Live broadcast starting Saturday night. A song.
We will become together as one. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки. ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו. Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará. אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו. The higher we go, reaching our soul, we will reveal my connection. Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями. Я un caparesca como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.